Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. We are at 30 degrees in Detroit. Welcome to our little program today for Wednesday as we navigate through yet another week. Don't you guys feel, I feel like, what is today, the 2nd?
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like it's going to go from the 2nd to like the 22nd in a week. Like, I feel like this is going to go by real fast now.
Oh, I hope. That would be great.
No, you want that to go by fast.
No, I want the holiday season to, like, this is the part that we've all been looking for. I love Christmas time so much that I don't want it to fly by. Like, I want parts of it to, you know, the bad stuff that we're dealing with.
Yeah, the work week?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, longer weekends would be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just keep thinking about, like, all the Christmas cards I need to do, all the wrapping, still the presents that I need to buy, and that's going to be over before you know it.
Warren got to the end of the year and had more vacation time than he thought of.
Yeah.
So he just needed to put it all in. So he's got 11 days starting on the 17th.
Nice.
So it really takes him almost to the end of the year. And it's, he didn't complain about it, but he's not like us who could be on vacation forever. He's literally kind of almost annoyed that he has so many days off to do nothing. And I was like, shut up.
That's us. We don't like to be out of work, though.
No. We don't know. Because we love what we do.
Yeah.
But
it is odd that he's not like, yeah, I'm checked out. I'm going to take these 11 days.
But we also like doing nothing, I guess. That's the part that he's not necessarily. So it's just funny that he's like, gosh, what am I going to do for 11 days? I'm like, I can help you with that.
Right.
So don't worry about it.
I'll have a list for you.
Yeah. I bought one gift so far. I mean, I have family gifts and stuff, but I mean, for you guys, I bought one gift. But one gift for Chelsea.
Oh, wow. You guys are both already so on top of it. I haven't done anything.
Yeah, and by the way, both of you, don't feel like we need to do anything special this year, really.
Yeah, I mean, since
don't
we're going to be mailing each other's gifts
yeah,
this year.
I know, but I'm like, really, I have everything. I'm good. Let's enjoy each other and just let me buy you gifts.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
It's mostly for Allison, so she doesn't have to leave the house. So I just want to make it easy for her. The gift of her is just the gift.
Jake Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Ellen Page, the star of Juno and Netflix's The Umbrella Academy, came out as trans yesterday saying, "Hi friends, I want to share with you that I'm trans. My pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self." She did go on to write a longer message than that, or he, I should say. But yes, he's going to be going by Elliot now.
It was shocking. And it's so, when you think about that was shocking to us to hear, but that's how that person has felt their whole lives.
Yeah.
And now finally can be, you know, so that's what I kept thinking about. I kept thinking, we're just getting this news, but every day of when he was Ellen's life, he wasn't really who he was. And I'm thinking about, God, when we watched Juno, he was struggling with that,
sure,
being this.
Yeah. And of course, in the comic book world, everybody's like, all right, what about our character? What about the character, though? What happens with the character?
Right.
Like, calm down.
Let's settle down. This is fresh news. Justin Timberlake heard a story about a 17-year-old with cerebral palsy who needed a new wheelchair-accessible van. He heard about the boy sitting outside with a sign that says, "Honk if you're happy," and the family was starting a GoFundMe to raise money to buy the van, but it didn't generate enough money. Here's Justin on a Zoom call with the family telling them exactly what he's going to do.
Justin Timberlake.
I heard that there was a promise or a goal to try to get this van before Thanksgiving. And I heard your story. And then I saw a little news clip about it. And I was so moved that I want you guys to have this van. I'm going to cover all the costs. I want you guys to have a great holiday. And, you know, you inspire me, Jake. This is the honk if you're happy thing, man. We got to keep that going. So you guys got to use this van. You can honk all over town now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's right.
What it means to him to tell you thank you.
It's my pleasure.
What a good guy.
So it was a wheelchair accessible van they needed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's so nice.
And finally, Drake has a new line of scented candles. One of them supposedly smells like him. It features, quote, notes of musk ambers, cashmere, suede, and velvet.
That's exactly what I expect Drake to smell like.
Wouldn't it just smell like whatever cologne he wears, though?
Dracar Noir.
I love Dracar. That's what I wore in high school.
Right?
That particular candle is selling for $80.
Goodness gracious, Drake.
Yep. The others that he's selling are right around $48.
$80? Does it take you to dinner, too?
Is the Drake after the gym a little cheaper?
That's about $48. Yeah.
It's a more ripe smell.
TV Tonight, the 88th Annual Christmas at Rockefeller Center and Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes at Home Holiday Special.
We got to come up with a morning show candle.
Really?
Kind of smells like funk and like old equipment that hasn't been used in years.
And food.
And food from Buddy's Drop 2 weeks ago. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. We're glad you're with us. We are at 30 degrees in Detroit. Jay Towers in the morning. I thought this was a little much, but 52% of us may never Christmas shop in person again. I mean, they ask these questions. First of all, you cannot ask questions like this now about what you'll do in the future, because everything will change when life resumes. You'll forget about all this.
I can't, and I honestly can't, even now in the thick of it, as someone who represents the shut-in crowd, who happily sealed myself in my house and am staying there. So I represent those people.
We have a mass service for you on Fox 2 every Sunday.
Right. Thank you. But even those people who are scared to go anywhere, I know I'm going back out someday. I don't plan on my life being any different. I just want to get through this and do my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve like I always have. And that can only happen in a store.
Or Rite Aid. But whatever. Right. 68% of us plan to do most of our shopping online this year. I get that. 30% would rather step on a Lego than be caught in a crowded store. But again, how did you get that in this survey?
And how many people are in your survey?
21% would rather lose their phone for a day. 15% would rather get stuck in an elevator. So, I mean, yes, of course.
Then
shop in person.
Yeah, well, right now, yeah, because it's stepping on a Lego will hurt for a little bit. Coronavirus could put me in the hospital. So right now, yes, that is true. I'd rather do that.
But I had this conversation yesterday with Dina, our health reporter on Fox, and I said, well, I said it's kind of crazy. I mean, why do you have to keep the restaurants closed, but you can totally crowd the grocery store? Totally
right.
Crowd. And she was right. I mean, her response is, because at a restaurant, you're taking your mask off to eat, and that's when you're breathing out and breathing in. She goes, every store you go to, even if it feels busy, everybody has a mask on, or else you can't get in the store.
That's right.
And I said, yeah, I guess that does make sense. People are also concerned this year about porch pirates, and which is why they're keeping a closer eye on their front door and getting things like the Ring doorbell and things like that. I got to tell you, I'm amazed at the amount of brazen criminals that will walk up to a front doorstep and steal an Amazon box, knowing that, like, everybody has a camera on their front door now because they're so easily and readily available.
Well, there's that. And, like, I remember when I was waiting for a package one time, and it was taking forever, and I thought that I saw it on the neighbor's porch. Like, it was going to be a very distinctive box. And I, like, tiptoed over there, would not even get close to the stairs, and that was weird. My headphones just went out. So I wouldn't even get close to the stairs. And then tried seeing from a distance, like, if it was my name or not. Because I didn't want them to think that I was going to be stealing their package.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm surprised in this day and age that there's been enough news story and publicity attracted to the people that do this that anybody would ever even think anymore to do that.
Hey, listen. When I moved out of my condo and into a house for about 6 months, certain things kept coming to the condo and I was getting alerts on it and somebody else had bought it and moved in. I was using it like a P.O. box. I didn't care. I drove over there. I knew exactly where especially this one company that I get stuff from where they always put it by the garage. I just stopped, picked it up. Didn't care. You know why? Because I wasn't stealing. I was picking up something I knew legally had my name on it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if it was front of this person's house. But to sit there and go up this, I mean, every day we have a story with someone's Ring camera or surveillance camera in front of their house where some neighbor just comes up and takes the package.
And they're not even wearing like a face mask.
No. Yeah, now you can actually wear a face mask. It's not even suspicious. So, even though stores have amazing in-store shopping experiences, most people say they wouldn't get them to shop in person this year. 88% of parents probably won't let their kids sit on Santa's lap, and 1 in 3 people will wear a mask while online shopping this year, which is crazy.
What?
Why? Why? I mean, unless you're at your job online shopping, I don't know.
Poll is so opposite of this group of people out there who have been so indignant about following any kind of protocol, like I will not wear a mask, I won't, you know, I will go out in public, I will live my life, you know what I mean? And where are those people represented in this poll? It's so funny because I don't see that. Like, that poll represents people that, you know,
Kels, just look, they don't want to go the website 97th floor. What is that? Because if that's not reputable, I'm never doing this
is
again.
That BuzzFeed Junior?
Certainly sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Wear a mask while online shopping.
And who are the actually?
Oh, they have a lot of clients.
Oh, all right.
Request a proposal. I mean, it looks like a legit website.
Right. Well, then I will pay more attention to the 97th floor.
Shutterfly Thrive Market.
WNIC. Fox News headlines from down the hall here today, breaking overnight. Britain grants Pfizer and BioNTech permission for emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine. So as you know, we're waiting for that here in the United States. We're waiting for, what is it, the FDA or whoever it is here to approve emergency use. This makes the UK one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its people as it tries to curb the outbreak. Pfizer says it will begin shipping limited supplies to the UK right away. Once they have the okay, they ship. Hospitals have been informed to prepare to vaccinate medical workers as early as next week. The U.S., they say, not far behind. The FDA is expected to make a similar decision as early as next week. Medical experts warn a vaccine cleared for emergency use is still experimental, and final testing must be completed.
You know, random side thing to all of this and, like, getting approval or people being nervous about the vaccine and what it might do in 8 years. I imagine that, and we know for a fact that the FDA being involved, everything's vetted appropriately, and we very rarely have issues with anything. But I think about this medication that I literally took for 10 years. For 10 years, I took it, like, so much I could never tell you how much of it I took. You can't buy it anymore. Zantac, it's off the shelves because they find out all these years later, and I was like, where was the FDA when ritalin, which is the, you know, it's just, I mean, everybody knows that medication.
Well, what about?
A heartburn.
What was the stuff that they had in, what was the stuff that used to be in diet soft drinks? Like, was it saccharin?
Oh, right.
Was it saccharin or
I
something?
I think it
wasn't
was.
Wasn't there something that you're,
I
like,
think it
you're
was
like,
saccharin.
No, this causes, and would have been nice to know that while
before.
Having it in the 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but that's why you need a lot of time with this stuff.
But they're doing they did these trials. The people went through them. They're like, they didn't get it.
Right.
I mean,
I'm not saying that. You know, you shouldn't get it or that you should get it. I'm just saying that things like that happen because there's not enough time to experiment with it.
In the case of the Zantac that I was talking about, there was, and it got approved, and then we find out 10 years later, that's so good for you.
Well, driving into that, I listened to an interview with a doctor on one of the news radio stations, and he was like, I can't get this vaccine fast enough. When it arrives, I'm going to be there at the door. I mean, he's like, I want it so I can treat my patients and not worry. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's too early to decide if she will extend the state health department's current restrictions, but she warns the next 2 months are going to be tough. Mm-hmm. The governor calling on state legislature to take action now to help small businesses and residents. We'll see if that happens. In Macomb County, the Macomb County Jail is fighting a coronavirus surge. More than a quarter of the inmates have tested positive. Sheriff Anthony Wickersham says from April to October, the jail had no positive cases. Now 143 inmates have the cases. That's wild, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So continue to follow that.
like, where did they go wrong is what you really want to know. Was it like a prison guard or something? You know, maybe that's not the right word
or
for
is
it.
Or is it a new, is it new inmates coming in?
Right.
And finally today, Olga's is giving frontline workers a thank you. The restaurant chain will deliver more than 400 meals to healthcare workers at Beaumont Royal Oak.
Oh my gosh, that is so nice and so delicious.
It is part
that cheese spread with those pita chips.
Oh, the snackers.
Oh my gosh.
Say it like we live in Michigan.
Snackers.
It's part of Olga's Feed a Hero program. The holiday stroll at Canterbury Village in Lake Orion opens tomorrow. Proceeds from opening night go to Jay's Juniors. I will be out there for a little bit tomorrow night. You can buy your tickets at CanterburyHolidayStroll.com. It's time for Feeling Good in the D.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
We do. Feeling Good in the D is brought to you by our friends at Wayne State University. This will make you feel good, and it's local and starting to get a lot of attention. If Elf is your favorite Christmas movie, you might want to take a trip to Rochester, Michigan. How about that? Because the Royal Park Hotel has created a Buddy the Elf-themed suite.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so fun.
It includes all the Christmas trimmings, plus a Buddy mailroom cocktail and welcome amenity pattern after the Elf's four main food groups, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. An overnight stay starts at $4.99 and is available now through the 31st of January.
That's a brilliant idea.
It is
brilliant.
That
really is.
I wonder if it's already sold out.
I don't know. I mean, $4.99 is a little pricey, but, you know, for all
it's
that.
It's an experience, though.
Yes, it's an right. It is an experience for sure. So speaking of Elf, listen to this. There is an auction that I participate in every year. It's usually twice a year, and it's online, and it's not one of the big auction houses. It's kind of like a one-off that most people don't know about, and it kind of happens through Google, and it's hard to find. But anyway, I have purchased things that no one bids on for years that I was like, I can't believe I got that. I can't believe I got a Frank Sinatra autograph for $50, like that kind of stuff. So somebody decided, oh, I have the Santa's book from the movie Elf that the kid's holding and that's in the whole movie with all the names in it.
Yeah.
And Papa Elf, Bob Newhart's costume, full costume, was up on this auction site. And I'm telling you, it had zero bids up until Saturday when this auction, I'm like, what's the minimum bid? $500? I'll own those two things at $500 each and bring them out to every Christmas thing we do next year as a major prop for the movie. Yeah they went for like $10,000 and $15,000. People found them. I was outbid in a quarter of a second.
So they were just waiting till the last
minute.
People
wait for the last minute. I'm going, $15,000?
Wow. That makes sense, though. Something Bob Newhart wore.
And Elf is like, I mean, it's on wrapping paper now. I mean, that movie was out in the early 2000s. And
I should see that.
Yeah. Oh, you'd love it.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's possible that we'll be able to pack sports stadiums by next September, assuming that the vaccines do turn out to be effective and a lot of people get vaccinated.
Oh, I don't love that.
You thought it'd be sooner?
Yeah, I thought we were moving along quicker. Like, people are going to start getting vaccinated next week. And he also said he wants everyone to start getting ready to get vaccinated, because the more people do, I just thought we were moving quicker than a year from now.
Well, it's not technically a year.
No.
Not helpful, Chelsea.
I'm surprised. I never thought that the vaccine talk would be polarizing, but it is still to people.
Yeah.
Like yesterday when I did my political interview with Doug Luzader, he went through all this stuff. And at the end, my question was, plus they probably need to roll out some kind of awareness program or PSA to tell people to get the vaccination. And I immediately got hate mail over it. Like, no one should be telling us to get a vaccine if we don't want it. I'm like, okay.
I'd say the silver lining here is that the vaccination folks, the people who are against that, in my life at least, seem to be equal parts left and right. So this is something it can bring everybody together.
Yeah, there's no party affiliation. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. That feels good.
It sure does.
That's right. See, we're all together.
Look at that.
How are we looking here today?
I'll take two of those vaccinations. Give them to me. No snow. No snow. That's good. We got sunshine on the way. I'm excited about that. About 40.
Are there a couple days this week, mid-40s? Or is that just my weird app?
No, maybe your weird app will be right. I don't know. Look, anytime I say, 4142, is 45
I
possible?
Like it.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, possible, but I'm not.
You're conservative with your numbers.
I'm not.
And I like that.
I'm not.
So the Allison Weather app is not what we should be.
We got to get Allison totally Weather Station so that we can really get the facts out there.
Yeah. That's good.
What we're going to do right here is go back into time. Back into time.
Time for Back in the Day.
Take me back.
Back of the Day is brought to you by Bonus Bucks for downtown Royal Oak. Go to visitroyaloak.com. So 37 years ago in 1983, Michael Jackson's Thriller video debuted on MTV. So we know that, we talked about this a couple days ago, that the album came out this week. But that video was groundbreaking. It was long, too. It was like a movie.
Right. Like under 30 minutes.
I think so.
20-some minutes. Yeah.
Long.
Are you sure it was 20?
No, it was. I feel like
it was like 8.
No, I bet you it's like 12. I'll say 12 yeah. minutes.
I love to exaggerate by half, by twice.
Let's go to YouTube and look.
Okay, it's almost 14.
All right, well, right in the middle.
You would win.
Right in the meaty middle. 25 years ago in 1995, Mariah Carey's duet with Boys to Men, One Sweet Day, hit number one on the charts. I mean, you think about, like, the star power of this song in 1995. I mean, Boys to Men had just like every hot ballad ever. Mariah Carey's like, who's this? She's just a couple of years, all these number one songs. I mean, together, huge.
Not to mention the song was just pull your car over and cry.
23 years ago, 1997, Good Will Hunting had its world premiere. That's where we first met, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Justin Bieber was on Ellen yesterday, talked about how his wife Haley is a great cook, helped make Thanksgiving dinner. He also said that he got his first tattoo when he was 16 years old and is saving space on his back for tattoos when they have kids. And then, of course, Ellen had to ask how many they wanted to have, and this is his answer.
All right, let's know that.
I'm going to have as many as Haley is wishing to push out. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have myself a little tribe, but yeah, it's her body and whatever she wants to do. I think she wants to have a few.
What are y'all waiting for? You know you love kids. You're so good with kids.
Thank you for saying that.
What's the hold up?
I think she just is not ready yet. I think that's okay.
I wonder, how does she know he's so good with kids?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Well, he does have younger siblings.
He does, that's right, he does.
Yeah. That he's really good with. And I mean, I'm sure she's seen him with fans and stuff like that.
I wonder if he'll out try and do the Baldwins, Alec and Hilaria.
That Hilaria is always
pregnant. She's always. Mm.
The annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list includes Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things, rapper Roddy Ricch, and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. And finally, The Voice disqualified contestant Ryan Gallagher for violating COVID protocols. He was on Kelly Clarkson's team. It is unclear what he did.
Wow. Yes. Well, yeah, right. What could it be?
No idea.
Mm. Kind of like that SNL guy, musical guest.
That's right. Maybe they'll bring him back.
Mm-hmm. TV Tonight, the 80th annual Christmas at Rockefeller Center and Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes at Home Holiday Special.
Allison's Bubbles on the way next. Also, a shot for you with Santa's sleigh. Maybe that 2020 Ford Explorer, $20,000 in cash. And why is everybody mad about the Hershey's Hershey Kisses Christmas commercial? We'll talk about that coming up.
Jay Towers in the Morning.
Allison, what's in the bubble today?
Remember when we were kids and we were terrified to know about the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if that's still a thing, if people mysteriously disappear there. I don't know. We never talk about it.
We wouldn't turn a broadcast down in Bermuda.
No, we'd go right over that triangle.
That's right.
The place where people disappear the most in the U.S., and I thought this would appeal to you because you're a little obsessed with Alaska right now, is the Alaska Triangle, which is a large area of wilderness. Since 1988, more than 16,000 people have just disappeared there.
What?
Just gone.
What happens there?
Bears eat you?
The Alaska Triangle.
Bears eat you with very little left? That's what I think.
Don't want to get eaten by a bear.
A moose will knock you down, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's a show about it on the Travel Channel.
Ooh.
What's it called? Alaska Triangle?
The Alaska Triangle.
Well, that. You should start watching that so you can tell us what's going on.
I'm on it tonight. So, Hershey had to respond to backlash from Hershey Kisses fans over its classic Christmas Bells commercial, which has been on since I was a kid.
That's the little foiled kisses moving like they're ringing, right?
Yeah. So Hershey,
what could be the problem with that classic?
Nothing. Hershey is responding to backlash over its newest Hershey Kisses holiday ad, which is actually just a riff on its classic Christmas Bells commercial, where the kisses are recast as a set of bells playing We Wish You Merry Christmas, of course. In the 2020 version, Bells to Blossom, a child hand pops into the frame and grabs a Hershey's kiss after the candies play a few bars of the song. Then a father-daughter duo smiling ear to ear uses the kisses to put some peanut butter blossom cookies together.
Those are great.
Yeah. And I guess fans are like, you're messing with the original. Here's the new one.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, from an just hearing standpoint, I definitely like that better. The adding of trumpets really jazzed that up a little bit.
Didn't Lou Bega say the trumpet?
Always the
trumpet. Hershey redoing their Christmas commercial is personally the last straw of 2020 for me, one person tweeted. I simply cannot go on without hearing the little Hershey kiss sigh after the performance of a lifetime.
Sometimes I think the internet's the worst thing that ever happened to us.
I know. It really is, because everyone has a platform. Everyone has something to complain about. It's just like, settle down.
Well, everyone has an opposing viewpoint on everything. I mean,
right.
if you put a sunny day up photo, somebody will say, what do you have to be? Why is it sunny? That's
right.
How it is.
And you'll find a whole bunch of people that have a reason to hate the sun.
How about this one? They updated the Hershey Kiss commercial, a.k.a. my favorite Christmas commercial. This year can go straight to hell.
Well, it can. We can all agree on that.
The comments went on and on. For viewers who love, this is from Hershey, love our original, don't worry, we'll be running both holiday ads this season, Hershey continued. Keep your eyes peeled for our classic and iconic Bells spot, as well as the new Bells to Blossoms commercial. So they had to actually make a statement because of social media.
I think this whole thing shows how wound tight we are this year.
No kidding.
With the election, with this virus, with not getting out of our houses, we are wound tight.
Wound up.
And we went after Hershey.
What a tragedy.
And I feel bad for the people who are in the new commercial, because you know that they're going to be, you know, get hate as well. Do you remember that Peloton commercial from last year where the couple in it got...
And he bought her a bike.
Yeah.
And then he was a bad man. Calling her fat.
And right. He was like blackballed from ever being in a commercial again. How is that his fault?
I'd love a Peloton. If Warren got me a Peloton bike, I'd be like, I probably won't use it, but thank you.
Thank
use
you.
The treadmill that you bought first.
Right.
Then we can talk about the Peloton.
That weird walking treadmill thing, a non-powered, whatever it was.
It's all about man's best friend. It is National Mutt Day.
Yeah. I like big mutts and I cannot lie.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
It's also called National Mixed Breed Day.
National Mutt Day.
Yeah, it's National Mutt Day today. I love that.
What is that a specific that's different than dog?
Yeah, a mutt is mixed. So,
right.
You know, maybe.
Like, we don't really know what he is, but he's sweet.
He's got a little... Mississippi leg hound. So yeah, that's a day to celebrate the mutts in our life, and that's what we love. So
yeah,
we love that very much.
Did you watch the dog show over the
twice?
Yes,
twice. You know
we were so into it.
Here's what they do. I don't like about that dog show. By the way, they always do it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's not live, right? It must be pre-taped.
It must be.
It's got to be,
but relatively soon to when it airs.
Right? Maybe it's done in the morning and it's mm-hmm. turned around in the afternoon. The problem I have with it is, let's say they bring out 20 dogs in the toy category or the non-sport, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll only show like four of them or five of them. And mm-hmm. then, so like the bulldog came out. The bulldog won last year.
The bulldog
came out, and they never showed him. Like the guy never walked over and looked at it.
He didn't do the feeling him up.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised. I figured they picked their like top five kind of and just showcase them on TV.
It's very condensed.
I want to add, it was funny because we were just oohing and aahing over him. Who's a cute little dog? And I swear, like three of the cats that were in the living room were over it. They were like, we're right here. We're cute.
Right.
Enough with the dogs. They literally picked that up.
It's almost like being caught watching an adult film.
Right.
And you're,
by your spouse.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Like, how dare you? Is this where you're going for your appetite?
How did that take a turn like that?
I don't know.
I really don't get it.
I watch a lot of movies. Here are some of the ways people found themselves saving money during the pandemic. This is so... Hang on a minute. Let me just check one thing before I continue with this. Okay. This is dumb. One, going out to restaurants less often is how we're saving money. Not going to movies is how we're saving money. Well, those... They've been closed. You're saving money because they're not open. It's not because you made a conscious decision.
Right.
Of course you're saving money by not going to the movies if you can't get into a theater to buy a movie ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, a lot of your entertainment expenses have been...
I'm just saying, don't take credit for like, it's a pandemic. I'm saving by not going out. Well, none of these places for us have barely been open.
Mm-hmm.
Not buying new clothes or shoes, maybe. Not going out to the bars, again, closed. Canceling their gym memberships, again, they were closed.
Mm-hmm. For the longest time.
Yeah. Although, canceling a streaming service membership, that one surprises me because...
I'd think you'd get more.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And they were way up this year, too. Listen to this. At least 41 people who attended that swingers event in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
we talked
about last
mm-hmm.
month? 41 people tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, well, who saw that coming?
Well, of course they did.
Yeah.
These people who are still having these big parties. I mean, I read stories every single day about like Chicago shut down a 600 person party. New York shut down a 10,000 person wedding. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the freaky naked people.
Yeah. More than 86 million Americans say they've already started stockpiling supplies for another major coronavirus wave. Yeah.
I haven't done that, but all of this has led me to think it's probably not a bad idea to have a big backup of water, or I haven't started to do it, but I have thought about it might not be a bad idea to do that.
The one thing I did because of coronavirus, because I didn't know, and I did it back in March because I wasn't sure where things were going or what it all meant, that I'm going to continue because I love so much. I did, and I'm surprised at how reasonable it was, and this is not a commercial, but I did subscribe to Absapure, which is a Michigan company.
Mm-hmm.
They bring like three cases of little individual bottles of mm-hmm. water, like every other month or something like that.
That's smart.
And it's like real inexpensive. And I always
and
have
you don't
water.
Have to leave to get it.
No, it's always
right.
there. Because I didn't know. Because I remember at one point people were like buying cases of water and they started saying like, don't stop buying cases of water.
Right.
Like, I better order cases of water from Absapure. Mm-hmm.
Have it sent right to my house.
Right to my home, please. Special happy birthday, belated birthday to the world's most interesting boss, Paul Corbino at iHeartMedia Detroit, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. We had a surprise Zoom call for him, or a Teams call, which is so annoying, right at 1 o'clock.
How do we turn everybody onto this, get them onto our Zoom platform?
I don't know, but here's the deal.
They love that Teams.
And again, I don't want to keep doing this every time we talk about this, but remember, we did Purses for Nurses, a really big event. We did two events. We did our listener one, and then we also did something with Children's Hospital where we had, I think, 100 nurses on, And we, this morning show, were able to communicate and see all 100 nurses. I cannot
at the
see
same time. No,
anything
you can't.
More than
four people.
I think this one had like 8 or 12, maybe, that you could see.
I'm assuming everybody sees something differently. Everybody sees a different screen on this Teams.
I don't think so.
Because
it's also weird how Teams works, because if you go to say something or even clear your throat, you hijack a screen and you knock somebody out, and then you're the screen when maybe you didn't even want to be. Right. Whereas Zoom, you're just always there, whether you talk or you don't talk.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to look at my the picture I posted yesterday, because I can't remember now who was where. But yeah, I couldn't figure out why you can't see everybody. But Paul, whose birthday was, he was in the center square the whole time. So maybe they like pinned him into the middle.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's how it should be.
Then I saw Teresa pop up and then I got a message like, why aren't you smiling? And I looked and I'm like, but I'm not on that screen of nine people. So how would I? Again, I think.
Oh, so then maybe everyone does see something different, because Paul was not in the middle of the screen for me. He was in the bottom right corner.
Oh, okay. Everyone, yeah. So everyone sees something different. Who said that to you?
Oh, somebody on our team.
Oh, okay.
Someone on our team.
On our team.
Someone on our team. So as we're watching this, we connect with Paul for his surprise birthday, and he's like in his car, on his phone, driving. I got this new car. I don't know how to use it. There's a launch button. I don't know if I should hit the launch button.
And by the way, legit launch button, not you exaggerating. Like, that's what it says.
Yeah. Wow. Well, three times he was, you know, in the middle of this call, and he wasn't like looking at the road. And people were like, Paul. Two things. Everyone from the building's on this call, because he just thought it was a sales call. And look at the road.
That is so funny.
It was just very, very funny to see.
And he was also not getting that it was a call for his birthday. Like 5 minutes in, he's like, so what type of business are we talking about here? And we're like, Paul, this is for your birthday.
Well, yeah, maybe if he could see 100 people and not four, right, he'd know.
Because
the problem.
And again, not to belabor this point, but had we been on a Zoom call, everyone would have been visible. Someone could have had a birthday cake in their screen with the candles lit. Everybody could have sang happy birthday in unison and it would have been visible. So I'm not really sure if any of that stuff went down on the Teams call, but that's kind of how I would have done it.
Again, Teams, as here we are, 10 months into a pandemic, I'm really surprised no one thought to maybe sit down and have a conference call with anybody and say, hey, I think this Zoom might be on to something, showing 100 people.
Right.
Perhaps we should show more than 9, especially when there's 100 people on a call. But whatever. It's also one day later than our boss Paul's birthday, Britney Spears' birthday, her last day in her 30s. She's 39.
Oh.
And to celebrate, they've released Britney's raw vocal tracks from Oops, I Did It Again and Womanizer.
Uh-oh.
And can I tell you something? And
no.
Allison, you're not going to like it.
I'm not.
It is not what I thought it was going to be.
Let me just say this. Here's how hard it is to sing Oops, I Did It Again. Oops, I Did It Again. We can all do it.
Yeah.
There's no real hard notes to hit in that one. So if you're going to play a track that sounds like she can sing, I just demonstrated how easy it is.
All right. Well, I call that a good old-fashioned debunking. That's pretty good. But here's... This is unprocessed and no vocal fixing.
That is just so stupid to me. Oh, baby, baby. I did it again. I laid with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby. Oops, you think
I love it. She did. That's, see why she can do it. I mean, so why not do it?
Yeah.
She clearly can do it.
Here comes Womanizer.
Superstar, where you from? How's it going? I know you.
Unmessed with?
This is unmessed with, yeah.
You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are. What you are, baby.
I mean, that's not, I mean, it's like baby talk, but it's good.
But still, she's not cracking or.
Making like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know.
There you go. There's Britney. Happy birthday for her. I love that. Mm-hmm.
I guess there are some aches and pains associated with how we are working from home now. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are going into their home offices and sitting in a chair and then not really moving all day because there's no reason to. Where in an office, you are kind of just prone to get up and socialize and move around and things
like
that.
Maybe take some stairs.
But some people are working from a home office. Like when I do work stuff, I do try to go into my home office or home. I have a little studio down in the basement. So because I think when you start sitting in bed doing work, I feel like the work's never good and you're confusing your brain with relaxing and what's not relaxing.
Well, they always say that you should never do, your bed is for sleeping only, not eating in there, not doing anything aside from sleeping.
Right.
Because I can tell you once you start blurring those lines, there's no coming back from it. There's not anything I'm not doing in my bed.
How many podcasts have you done not in your bed?
None.
Right.
No, that's where they all happened.
See, I feel like I can't be creative there, though. I feel like I can't write or put something together in that mindset in bed because then I just want to lay and watch television.
Right. And that's good, you know, because I'm sure I used to feel that way. But once you, I always tell this story. One of my proudest accomplishments, which should actually fill me with shame, was eating crab legs. Like all the things I can do in my bed. That was one, like, that was a big one. I successfully ate crab legs without making a mess.
Did you put a towel down?
Probably did.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. And I learned this lesson with my nephews because we used to do crab legs for the holidays. I used to get pounds of them. And what happens was somebody's going to get a little piece of crab on the floor and it's going to stick to a sock.
Right.
And it's going to make its way onto the carpet in another room. And you will begin to suffer 4 days later.
What's the problem with
crab legs in the house.
Right.
That's why it's got to be an eating out thing or an outside thing now. Because one morsel of shell or crab in your house will stink later. I don't know what that bed's like, Allison.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe you're just, maybe you don't smell it anymore because...
A nose blind?
Yeah.
Ever since all these people keep getting caught with like naked and things like that on their Zoom calls, I do notice I'm way more like yesterday was the Michigan election hearing. And I was afraid like, well, what if that goes on and then I have to do an interview tomorrow? I better watch some of this. So I'm like, I'll put it on my computer in the bathroom and then I'll go to the bathroom and I'll take a shower and all that.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, what if that Zoom is on? And I don't know it's on. And then I got all nervous and turned the computer. But that is happening because people are forgetting their end. Like even yesterday with Paul's birthday, I didn't mean to end the call. I meant to turn the volume up and it ended the call. I'm like, well, I'm not going to call back in now. I'm done. I've been on for 9 minutes. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah,
but
especially when he didn't realize what was going on.
Well, yeah. Well, anytime your boss four times goes, well, all right, everyone, you know, it's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
The message has been sent. It snowed yesterday and I wore my Timberland boots to work. Really dumb move because I wore those and didn't Mr. Rogers it and put my like sneakers on. So then when I did the newscast, I stood for 3 hours.
In your boots?
In my boots. On a concrete floor. Bad move. I thought my heel last night, my left heel hurt. Mm. But then today, like I got out of bed, like I couldn't, and I still can't really stand on my left foot.
What are you going to do when you have to go back to wearing dress shoes?
Oh my God, I don't even want to think about it.
Like, do you think that that's a thing of the past now?
No, I think that someday we'll be, no, I'm assuming whenever we're allowed back to go to a hockey game, I'm sure I can sit on a couch on television with dress shoes.
I saw a commercial on TV yesterday, and I can't remember the name of the brand, though, because I do think that this has given clothes makers and shoemakers, like, ideas, and I do think how we dress may change a little as far as making things that are comfortable look good, because this shoe brand was all about these elastic kind of things that go around your feet, but they're nice looking. I don't know. I can't remember. It's a commercial that's running. It's
my dad tried to tell me today. He's on the drive-in. He's like, you know, they make Skechers now that look like dress shoes. I'm like, I'm not wearing those, Dad. That's all I wear now. Skechers. I'm like, yes, Dad. Anyway, let's play Battle of the Sexes. Allison, you're going to play for Shannon, works at Fisher Auto, and I'll play for Tony. It's brought to you by Oakland Mall. $50 in shopping at Oakland Mall. Let's play.
Allison, if water became as expensive as gas, name something you'd do a lot less of.
Shower?
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Jay. Let me move my paper. Name a reason why someone might not want their phone number listed in the phone book.
Because they don't want to be bothered?
Yes, number one answer, 10 points for that. Allison, if you had to be locked inside a building for a year, which place would you want to be?
Oh, I can pick any place to be locked in?
Yep.
I would like to be locked in a hotel with a restaurant.
Mm.
Let's see. That is the fourth best answer.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly, 1 point for that. A shopping center was the number one answer.
A Target or a Kroger Super. One of those big Krogers.
I guess. Yeah. Right. Jay, name something a baby learns to do before it can talk.
Before it can talk?
Mm-hmm.
Eat.
That is the third best answer, actually. 1 point for that. Crawl was the number one answer. And you guys are tied with 11 points. Allison, name a reason why a restaurant might refuse service.
A restaurant might refuse service to you because of the way you're dressed?
Yes, number one answer, 10 points for that. And Jay, name a modern device older people have trouble using.
The remote control.
That is the fourth best answer, 1 point for that. Their computer was number one, and Allison wins 21-12.
Nice win.